Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and educate you and help you to have a better garden. And in the last couple of years, I've been telling you about the newest technology in gardening, which is mycorrhiza. And mycorrhiza is a bacteria that naturally occurs in the soil, but not in very large quantities. And there is a company called Plant Thrive, and they have produced the first and the only liquid mycorrhiza available for you, the home gardener. So I've asked them to join us this morning to explain to you how adding mycorrhiza to your garden will give you a better quality flower garden, will help your vegetables to grow better, will definitely help new shrubs and trees to get established quicker. But how does it do it? Joining us is Paul, and he will tell you exactly why you need to use mycorrhiza. Paul, good morning. Paul, you there?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Could you tell our gardeners about mycorrhiza and what it is?
Absolutely. You know, Paul, it's all about the health of the soil and the health of the plant. Mycorrhiza, as you said, is naturally occurring. Unfortunately, just in so many cases, there's not enough of it. What it does is it basically attaches itself to the root, more specifically to the inside of the root of the plant system, whether it's your flowers, annuals, perennials, vegetables, and it expands that root system. And what you're getting when you have that larger root system, as you know, is you have a healthier plant. You have a plant that can retain nutrients, that can store water easier. And again, you have those deeper roots, so you have a healthier plant.
So this is a bacteria that's in the soil, and you've been able to produce it in the laboratory, and the home gardener will mix it with water, apply it to their plants, and it will attach itself to the root of the current plant, and in a matter of just a month or so, will double the size of that root system, right?
It does, and what we've been able to do in the lab is not only do we take the mycorrhizae, but we also take beneficial bacteria, and depending on the product that you're using, which Thrive product, some 17 to 20 different species of bacteria. So the mycorrhizae in combination with the bacteria are breaking down nutrients in the soil, making your food that you're feeding your plant more available to that plant. And again, it's the overall health of the plant, just like with humans, and we take vitamins and we're healthier. It's the same concept with the plants. And as you said, in the liquid concentrate that we have made it in, you are now able to treat not only new plantings, but existing vegetation as well. It's used as a soil drench So however you put it on, as long as it gets down to the root system, it has a positive impact on all of those plants.
And what's so unique, I mean, the first time I use Plant Thrive in my garden, I had great plants. They were very, very productive, and I was happy overall with it. But the thing that blew my mind was in the fall, when it came time to put the garden to bed for the winter. I had picked all my tomatoes off because of an up-and-coming frost. Took all the red, put them together, and used it to make sauce. Took the pink, allowed them to ripen on my porch where they would be safe from the frost, and the green, and to use those to make relishes and things like that. So we stripped all of the plants, but the surprise came when we tried to pull the plants out of the ground. And normally with a tomato plant, for example, you just grab a hold of the stem with one hand and you can pull that tomato plant right out of the ground. I had to use a shovel and literally dig the plant out of the garden. That's how large the root system had developed on that plant.
You know, it's amazing. We do hear that a lot. And in fact, I deal with the same thing. And that's just exactly what that mycorrhizae is doing, is it's giving you that larger root system. And that plant is just in so much healthier. In fact, you know, some of the positives that come out of a healthier plant, obviously, not only are they able to, you know, the root system be able to get nutrients and water, but it's also more or less susceptible to disease, to insect infestation. Just overall, that larger root system is going to give you a better producing, healthier plant. So what you're seeing, we hear and see ourselves, and it is amazing.
Now, the thing that people have to realize is this is not a fertilizer, but the mycorrhiza is able to pick up food that's already in the ground that's not available to the plant? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, and you're exactly correct. It's not a fertilizer, but yes, what it's doing is it's actually the beneficial bacteria. The mycorrhizae is more, you know, the job of the mycorrhizae is more the root system itself and expanding that. The bacteria is what is breaking down whatever nutrients are in the soil, whether it's natural, whether it's a fertilizer that you've already put down, or if it's a fertilizer that you're putting down. And we do like to tell people, use this in conjunction with what you're already doing in your garden. Don't let it change too much of what you're doing. This is just going to help your fertilizer, your gardening program. It's just going to help it to work better by breaking down that nutrient and making it more available to the plant. You know, a lot of times people will use our product and they'll say, it's got to be a fertilizer because I immediately saw an increase in the blooms of my flower or the vegetables. And we'll say, you know, what happened is that as you fertilize that soil over time, so much of that nutrients in the fertilizers is still stuck in that soil that hasn't been broken down to where the plant can actually intake it. And what this product is doing is breaking that down so that the plant can actually use it. And that's why people are seeing such an immediate result or immediate impact.
Yeah, people have emailed me and have called the program, and they've all said the same thing. Since I've added it, my roses have had more roses. My perennial beds have created larger plants with more flowers. The flowers were larger in size, and I didn't have to water as much because of what the plant is able to do with the mycorrhizae by producing this enormous root system. And for people putting in a new tree or a new shrub, it's very important that if you can add this, the plant will get established in the garden a lot faster.
You're exactly right. You know, it's what's fun about it. I know personally, comparing to my neighbors or what they're doing, whether it's their annuals or perennials or their lawn, especially now as we get hot and dry, being able to look at my garden and my flowers versus theirs, I just see a healthier looking, larger plant or flower. And again, it's all about the mycorrhizae and the liquid mycorrhizae. So you're treating existing vegetation and the bacteria that's breaking down that nutrients, and it really does. If you want larger blooms and healthier plants, this is the product that you want to be incorporating into your garden.
And it will help so that you don't have to water the garden as often.
That's exactly right. Again, that larger root system is storing that water in the root system longer, and again, you have that healthier plant, a stronger plant. You know, the same reason that you would say train your roots to grow deeper by watering not as frequent but longer. This is kind of the same concept. You are getting a healthier, stronger, larger root system, and that thus the turf, the flowers are going to be healthier, and they're going to look better in conditions such as a drought or high temperatures, anything like that.
Absolutely. You hold on a second, we'll be right back with you. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills All to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Paul about a newest technology called mycorrhiza. And in the past, you know, when you've asked how we can make a plant bloom better or get established better, we've talked about using phosphorus. Well, phosphorus, if you live near water, a lake, a stream, a river, and the phosphorus gets into it, it's going to encourage algae bloom. And if you want to keep your garden organic, and if you want to get the same results without the use of phosphorus, this is the way to go, by using a naturally occurring bacteria called mycorrhiza. Now, Paul, can you tell us about your website where people can get more information about Plant Thrive?
Absolutely. In fact, the website is usethrive.com, so USETHRIVE.com. And, you know, there's a lot of information on there that talks, as you said, about the mycorrhizae specifically and what it can do for the plants, for the root system, the overall health of the plant. You can find out and learn exactly what Thrive is, because, again, the components of Thrive are a combination of that mycorrhizal fungi as well as multiple strains of beneficial bacteria. We obviously, you know, update the website with new news and listeners' photos and people that have purchased the product that truly love that product. And then also you can find locations near you where you can purchase the product, and you can join our Facebook and do all the fun social media interaction with us there, and also our other product lines that we have with the pond product that you were talking about.
Now, the thing that's really, really neat about this Thrive product is if you have a plant that's not doing well and you're getting a lot of yellowing leaves, it's not growing the way it should, try it, because this is a very, very unique product. And I've told this story several times. I purchased a Harry Lauder walking stick, and my wife always wanted one. We went to a nursery, and we were looking at them, and one of the young men was not paying attention, and he dropped it off of the truck, and the root ball got pretty well beat up and cracked. The owner said to me, "I will give it to you at half price. If the plant dies, you come back and see me, and we'll refund your money towards a new plant or refund your money." We use the Thrive once a week for 6 weeks, and that plant right now is absolutely magnificent. So if you have a plant newly planted, it's not getting what you think it should, it will really help to get that plant established before the fall and winter months get here. So a new tree, a new shrub, a new rose bushes, and for roses, it's incredible. Everybody that I have talked to that have used it on roses said to me, the plants are bigger and there's more flowers to them. So check out the website, get some information, and give the product a try, because it is all natural. It's something that occurs in the soil. Now, Paul, tell us what happens during the winter. Is this something that will stay around, or is it killed off the plant?
You know, it does stay around. Some of the bacteria, some of the mycorrhizae can, can die, but it, overall it stays around. You want to continue to reintroduce it throughout the year, but in the winter specifically, when the bacteria and the mycorrhizae, are obviously in the soil and attached to the plant system, it's still getting the benefit throughout the winter. You know, that plant still uses that, obviously, to a much smaller level. But what you're really going to notice is in spring, as that plant comes out of dormancy, it's going to come out faster. It's going to be healthier. You're going to see blooms earlier. It's going to help it to be less susceptible to the temperatures. If you start to warm up and then you get an evening that's below freezing, you're going to see a benefit because, again, that mycorrhizae and that bacteria just give you an overall healthier plant. And you were talking about the one that you've purchased. And, it's amazing. People see that. I see it
works.
And we hear customers talk about it, and it is amazing.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds. Weeds. Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House number 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give Tom a call. He'll get you set up, and we'll help to answer your gardening questions. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from Cape Cod with a question about garlic.
Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Yes, I have a question about garlic, and I have some thistle plants growing. So, but let's get to the most important one. A few weeks ago, you said you grow your garlic, and you let them grow up, and they make this beautiful flower, and you cut the flower, and you put it in a vase and all that. And you said the flower changes. My garlic, okay, right? And this is organic garlic that I, you know, the garlic police are going to come after me. I brought it down from New York State.
Yeah.
And it was completely organic. I put it in the ground last fall. The stalks right now coming out of the ground are bigger than your thumb. They hit 2 feet and they fell over. No flower. What am I doing wrong there?
Wow.
Really?
So the whole plant just collapsed.
Well, from the ground, and I'm thinking maybe I should have staked it with them little, you know, the little simple green stakes you can get in the garden center. Maybe I should have staked each one. It's only a 3x4 foot plot, you know?
Yeah, no, it shouldn't have.
No?
It should not have fallen over, because you did everything right. You planted it in the fall of the year.
Yes.
Usually in September, October. And it starts to grow right off the bat in the fall. And then the winter comes, the plant goes dormant. And in the spring, because it has set up and developed a root system, it comes right back to life, because in New England, our growing season is not long enough. If you lived in Georgia, you can plant it in the spring and harvest it the same year. But when you live in the Northeast, which would be Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and Westwood, where the season is shorter, you need to plant it in the fall. But the plant should not fall over. So what I would do...
It did. It fell over, you know, and I'm beside myself. Anyway.
Okay. Did you pull one of the garlic plants up?
I've actually pulled two. I pulled the smallest one and the biggest one. And like you taught us, you put the, when you get a garlic clove that you know is going to grow, you take the outside ones and plant them, and you eat the inside ones, right? They've all developed cloves. So they're developing cloves, and the root system, I'm telling you, is incredible. So why are they dropping? I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We had a man on last year called, I think it's So True Seed Company. It's a natural company in the Carolinas. I will call him and get him on the radio next week. I'll try and do it around either 7:30 or 8:30 next week. And that way you can get the full story on growing garlic, because it's getting to be close that time to grow garlic again.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so yeah. I'll give him a call.
Okay.
And we'll either put him on at 7:30 or 8:30. Hopefully he'll have time to join us with a short notice.
Thank you, Paul. Now, one last question before you leave me. On my thistle, I got thistle that grows 7 feet high that make these beautiful purple flowers. Two questions. How do I harvest the thistle seed, and how do I get the flowers to become bigger?
Well, you can have a bigger flower by feeding the plant a little bit more often, and the seed will develop inside the faded flower. So when the flower begins to go by and goes from blue to brown, pull all of the outer petals off, and on the back inside of that bulbous flower, you will find a seed pod in there. It's not going to be a bulb. It's going to be a pod with seed, but it's on the inside of the thistle flower. But you need to wait until the flower goes from blue to brown so that it's matured. If you pick it, and let's say you use it in a vase of water as a cut flower, then the seed that's produced did not mature on the plant, didn't get the proper nutritional value, and it's unable to make seed that will be viable. So you need to let the flower mature on the plant, brown out, cut the seed, pull it apart, and you will find the seed on the inside of the actual flower. And then you let those air dry, put them in a white envelope. And what I do when I harvest seed if I put them someplace, like in a drawer or something like that, I always forget. So what I do is I'll take a white envelope, put them in there because the white envelope can breathe. Never plastic because they'll get moldy. And with a magic marker, I'll write thistle seed. I'll go in my basement with a push pin and stick it on the rafters in the basement. The air circulates. The moisture is, kind of always a little dampish in your basement, but cool. And then when I go down there, I see the envelope with the name of the plant right in front of me, and it reminds me to plant it. Now, thistle is a perennial, and you can stop that in the fall. So the early flowers that have gone by, and they've gone from blue to brown, and then they look terrible, break them apart, get all of the old petals and all of the casing, and you'll see the seeds. Take those seeds, take a little section in your vegetable garden, and plant them in there in the fall of the year, as soon as they turn brown. So that would be during August. They will germinate, they will grow, and you'll have like a little nursery bed, and leave them there to grow all fall into the winter months, and then in the spring, when they come back up, then you can dig them, divide them, and move them to various areas in your perennial garden. So either in the fall, or you can start them in your home during February or early March, and then transplant them to the garden. Okay?
Yeah.
But I just made a note in my book, and we'll call the garlic man on Monday, and we'll try and get him on the radio either 7:30 or 8:30 on Sunday. And we thank you, Jeff, for the call, because that garlic should not be falling over. Mine in my garden is still straight up. I have cut the flower spike, which is called a scape, and you want to remove that before it blooms so that the energy is not used to make a flower and seed. You want all the energy to stay in the plant to make the garlic bigger. And I allow my garlic to actually begin to turn brown and then fall over in the garden. But there are different varieties, so maybe the variety that you have has already matured, but it should have made a flower first before it fell over. I know with onions, if you have onions or leeks growing in your garden, if you look at your plants and there's an onion that's making a flower, it's all done growing. Pull it up and use it because it will not keep during the winter months. So leeks, onions, shallots, any family member of the onion family, if they start to go into bloom, they are trying to make seed and the bulb is not going to harden off and be able to be kept over the winter. So pull it up, cut off the foliage, and use it in your cooking or for fresh onions for a salad or for on top of a hamburger. But use it, because once it starts to bloom, it's all done growing. And again, it will not keep. Also in your garden at this time of the year, if you have potatoes, keep mounding around your stems. You don't want your potatoes to become visible above the soil. You want them covered. They're going to grow better. Keep them fed. Keep your onions fed. Your tomatoes. Your green beans. Oh, and green beans, you can plant in early August a new crop of yellow or green beans for fall production like you can peas. So, if you can get green beans, yellow beans, spinach, lettuce, you can get a second crop late in the year. Broccoli, cauliflower. You stack those seeds right now in a seed flat. You can transplant them to the garden in late August. And you will have a crop. As soon as your plant gets to be about 2 inches tall, and this time of the year, broccoli and cauliflower will germinate very, very quickly and take off. So within a 2 or a 3 week period, you will have seedlings large enough that you can plant in your garden that will give you a crop in late September or during the month of October. Broccoli and cauliflower are not affected by frost. So if you get a frost, your tomatoes die, your squash dies, but your broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage are not affected by the cold weather. It gives them more flavor. So wait. Keep picking. But start some new ones for a fall crop.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental beetle trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Boston with a question about cauliflower.
Hey, Mary, good morning. How can we help you with your cauliflower?
Well, Paul, I came up to see your garden this year. As always, it was beautiful.
Thank you.
I have been growing broccoli and cauliflower for at least 2 years and have never, ever got ahead. And I buy the plants from an established nursery here and even have gone back there and asked them. Sometimes I might get a shoot from one of the broccoli plants, but I have never gotten ahead.
Okay. What time of the year are you planting your broccoli and cauliflower?
I put it in about April, beginning of May.
Okay.
As soon as it's available at the nursery to buy.
Yeah, because broccoli, what I try and do is I normally can find broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage available when people are selling pansies, because they will tolerate the cold weather, and they do prefer to go out when the weather is cool to get established before the heat gets here. But that's strange that nothing has ever formed. So the broccoli will grow, but it doesn't make any flowers at all.
It makes a few, but it just gives me shoots. Never a head, and never in the cauliflower, I have never gotten anything. Of course.
Never gotten anything. Okay.
Anything. And gone back to the nursery.
Okay. Now, how about your soil? What does your soil look like? And how is it? Is it an average soil?
It's an average soil. I've tested it with a testing kit. And everything seems fine. I just can't. So now I have just now planted from seed broccoli and cauliflower. It seems to be growing well. Sometimes I can't get it to establish itself. I use the mycorrhizin. I use the tone. I've tried everything. And when I come and see yours, I'm so jealous.
Well, I'll tell you
I want to cut yours off and take it home with me.
You should have said something. I would have given you a head of cauliflower when you were here, Donna.
Oh, they were beautiful. They were beautiful.
I know. We've been eating it and giving it away, and the cauliflower is so good at this time, you know. The one thing that I put in my garden every single year is compost. So before you plant your cauliflower and your broccoli seedlings, dig a hole about 6 inches in diameter and put 2 or 3 good handfuls of compost in that hole. Blend it with your existing soil and then plant directly in it.
Okay.
And it should be getting full sun, as you saw. My garden gets sun all day.
Absolutely,
I put my plants 18 inches apart to give them plenty of room.
Mm-hmm.
And
Do you sun yours from seedlings?
No, like you. Usually in April, I'm so busy that I forget.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you've got to start during March.
Mm-hmm.
To get them ready. So, like you, I go to my local garden center. I buy 6 packs or 9 packs, whatever they may have. And I just take them from there and plant them directly into the garden. But, again, I put a lot of compost in it.
Okay.
I do use the Plant Thrive.
Yeah.
As soon as I put them in, to encourage the plant to get well rooted very, very quickly. During the year.
Do you use the mycorrhizin in the hole also? And some soil moist?
I put soil moist and I put compost in the hole at the time that I plant.
Okay.
And I blend that in. So, because I know cabbage in that particular family, because it's such large foliage, they demand a lot of water. And that's the other thing. I water my garden, unless we're getting rain, it gets watered twice a week.
Okay.
So try watering it more. Try the compost. Try the mycorrhiza. And if nothing happens, call me and I'll come to your house. How's that? Okay? Because
okay,
I have to find out why it's not doing it. So you plant it like that, and if it doesn't work, call me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.